Tobin Jewelers.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, dotting I's, crossing T's, making sure the last bit of my October stuff arrives on time. Were you able to talk to Jenny about that 225 yesterday?
I did, but I don't know. Okay. Let me call you right back.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hello?
It's me.
Okay. It's coming back, Jenny? Perfect. There you go. There's your answer. Do you want a tracking number?
Yes!
God, you and your freaking tracking number.
You're the best.
Oh, my God. Where, can I have it? Oh. Yep. 941-7301-0935-5000-8663-79.
Perfect.
Okay? I know you guys need those for, you know, who the big boss man that doesn't think that they're really coming back.
Well, you know the old saying, one bad apple ruins the bunch?
Yeah.
Well, that's because one bad apple 15 years ago used to put fake tracking numbers in.
Shut up.
Dead serious.
Really?
Yeah. It'd be like
that's
a store. So how about this? It'd be a store in Wisconsin. He would put in a tracking number that a store gave him in California 2 weeks ago, but it tracked. And then they put two and two together and, like, wait a second. He tracked in California. Like, what's
that's
going on with this?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Does he work there still?
No.
Okay.
But, you know, goes back, you know, one bad apple now, and now everybody pays for it 15 years later.
Yeah.
So, but it
right,
also safeguards us from shipping delays and all that stuff.
No, of course. Like, I get that, but. You know,
especially because
it's a pain in the ass. Tell Michael that I say it's a pain in the ass for me.
It's a lot. Really, the U.S. Postal Service needs to go down to like 8 numbers instead of 70.
No kidding, right?
That would make things like
that would make things a lot easier.
Just a shorter tracking number would be great.
Agreed.
Good luck with your rounds.
Thank you.
Your carat and a half and or carat and a quarters. Your oval should be there today.
Perfect.
I got Michael to drop the price on it before I sent it out.
Oh,
because
so nice of Michael.
It was...
Because he wants to sell naturals because you guys are dying.
Well, I don't know about dying.
Not dying, but you know what I mean.
I'm selling just as much this year as I did last year, so...
That's great.
So not dying. Maybe on our death bet. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
No. No, I actually, I when I got off the phone with you, I asked him, I said, hey, not for nothing, I go, but I actually quoted two of these, and one of them is, you know, like $400 or $500 more. I go, it's a little bit of a better diamond, but is it $500 more? And he looked at it, he goes, you know what, I'll do the same price per carat. I said, oh, perfect.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Michael.
So hopefully it sells.
Yeah,
you can maybe make a little bit more money, because I think
maybe.
I quoted you like 12.3 or 12.2?
Yeah, I have it written down somewhere.
But it's coming in at 11.859 now, so a little bit less.
Love it.
A little bit more money in the pocket.
You know me, I love that.
Of course.
All right, gotta go.
A little minion to pay for. All right, I will talk to you later.
Don't call my daughter a minion.
She's a mini you. And what do you mean? I love Minions. Those are like the best movies that have come out in the last 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Tell
not as good as The Hobbit, though, right?
Well, that came out longer than 10 years ago.
I don't know.
Ah, Hobbit was 2012, 2013, and 2014.
Oh, my God. All right, gotta go. Bye.
All right, bye.